All right, and who do you like in the South?
I'll tell you what, the team that really, really jumps out right now is Linwood. The Linwood Royals, who historically have not been a very big football powerhouse, you know, especially in the 21st century, quite a few 1- and 2-win seasons. Linwood made a big jump last year in 4, which was their first winning season since 1999, and they return a whole slew of players. Just got done talking to their head football coach, Keontae Bankhead, who's actually a Ballard alum, and they're playing Ballard on Friday night, so he's excited. But talking to Keontae, this is kind of the year that they've been targeting for a while. It's the year in which all of their seniors come into a season in which, when they were freshmen, they went undefeated, and everybody's been kind of waiting for this season ever since, and it's here now. And the guy who kind of makes it all happen for them is Alton Hammond, a quarterback who is a dual threat. He can beat you with his arm, can really beat you with his feet. He's about 5'11", maybe 205, 210. He's a running back in a quarterback's body or vice versa. And when he takes off running, he's not going to do the old quarterback slide head feet first thing. He's going to look to put his shoulder down and run people over. And he's just a phenomenal talent. He was all Wesco quarterback last year. He's the guy to keep your eye on throughout the entire league right now. So we'll wait to see what he does. But he also has a lot of returning linemen. He has 4 different guys on the offensive line who were all starters last year. Harris Cuttick was an all Wesco offensive lineman. Jacob Laban and a few others. And they're going to be a very tough team up front. You pair that with the fact that he can, you know, throw the ball as well. Riley Johnson caught 12 touchdown passes last year in his first year as a varsity football player. He's the guy they grabbed off the soccer field, and it seemed to come pretty easy for him last year as a first-year football player. So I think we're expecting even bigger things from him this year. Bryce Milne in the secondary was all-league last year. They've got a running back named Mikey Kirkman who slimmed down to 215 from about 235 or 240, and had a chance to see him the other day, and he just looks like a cut specimen who's ready to go for his senior year. And you know, there's just not a lot of weaknesses on that team right now. So the Royals are really a team you got to keep your eyes open for. Snohomish, the Panthers, who are transitioning from Wesco 4A to Wesco 3A, they made the playoffs last year as a 4A team, and they bring back quite a bit of talent, including Keegan Stitch at running back, who was all league up at the 4A level, and a guy who I really like a lot, Josh Johnston, a wide receiver who you're going to hear a lot about this year. A lanky kid who just goes up and gets the ball. He had a great junior year, and just from what I've been hearing, he's been tearing it up in 7-on-7s, not only in the Northwest, but really throughout the entire West Coast as he's been on a traveling team. And he's a player you're going to hear his name just about every week, I have a feeling. A really nice wide receiver. And then you've got some other teams that are going to contend also. The Everett Seagulls are getting better. They had one of their best seasons in probably over a decade last year, and they're going to build off of that. Murdoch Rutledge, their quarterback, is back for another year. They've got some big linemen up front and some tall receivers that they're going to try to use quite often. And Meadowdale returns a great running back in Kella Marshall, who was all league last year as a junior, both on offense and defense. Zach Plummer was an all Wesco tight end last year, and he's going to be a huge target for their quarterback, Drew Tingsted, who's also returning after a nice season. So Meadowdale is a team to beat. And Edmonds Woodwind, Malik Terrace are always right up there as well. So we could have a nice 5-team battle there this year, 5 or 6-team battle. And I think that's going to be a fun conference to watch all year long.
You've also got your eye on the Cascade League. It's been a league that's filled with, it's fairly top-heavy over the last several years. More of the same this year in 2016?
Yeah, definitely more of the same. Lakewood, one of the teams that seemed to be able to challenge Archbishop Murphy and Kings a little bit. Lakewood moved to the Northwest Conference this year, so really it's Kings and it's Archbishop Murphy again. And Kings playing in the state championship game last year, they lose some very good talent. They lose their quarterback, but their running backs, Caleb Perry and Andrew Klein, are both back. They've got Lucas Wicks returning at wide receiver. Taylor Schoenfeld was a anchor on the offensive line. He returns again this year. And Kings had a chance to watch them scrimmage the other day. They're still having a little bit of a quarterback battle from what it looked like. But obviously, with Kings, they always have some talent there. So whoever ends up getting that starting job is going to be very tough to beat. And then Archbishop Murphy, a team that lost in the 2A semifinals at state last year to Tumwater. They're bringing back just a ton of talent. Connor Johnson, their quarterback, is back. Anthony Gurley, who you know can beat you in so many ways. He's a running back. He's a wide receiver. He plays defensive back. He's a special teams returner. I mean, he's scored touchdowns just about every way you could think of. And as if that's not enough, they get a transfer this year in Colin Montez, who's coming over from Marysville Getchell. Montez, 2 years ago as a sophomore, was a 2,000-yard rusher, and he was an all-state player at running back. So you add him to that squad, and Archbishop Murphy, they're pretty stacked. The big game in that conference this year will be on September 16th when Murphy travels to Kings. It's a 2A versus a 1A, so they're not necessarily playing for seeding, but obviously a lot of pride in the division title will be on the line that night, so we'll see how that turns out.
Definitely. It's going to be an exciting one pretty early in the season. Well, hey, Steve, thanks for joining us today. We look forward to hearing you all season long. You have a really good eye on everything that's going on up there, and we look forward to hearing you every week.
Looking forward to talking with you on Friday night.
Thanks, definitely. Steve. There he is, Steve Willits from SoundLiveSportsNetwork.com up there in the WESCO. Check him out every Friday night on Varsity Football Live on Sports Radio 950 KJR, presented by TheFinalScore.tv, your first stop every day for the best in high school football coverage.